That'll be my theme song when I win Powerball. Never see me for the dust at Zig 96. Bilko and Ali for brekkie. It's 11 past 6.
Well, then you're not allowed to enter Powerball if you're going to ditch me.
No, I haven't said that. I just, you know, we'll go and do a show from an internet cafe somewhere or whatever. We don't have to be stuck in here every day. We can, you know what?
Do you feel stuck in here every day?
Yeah, we can sit at Deja Nu, for example, in Mary Street and do it from there, which would be so cool.
Fair enough, yeah, out and about. I don't mind the idea of that.
Because you know why? Mia Bella Jewelry's across the road and it sparkles nicely. I can just dream about all the presents I will buy.
For yourself?
No, for my lovely wife.
I'll buy out
the shop anyway. Moving on. Hey, by the way, yesterday, can I just say, you know, every time we travel in the Zinc Ute somewhere, you've got to go get a bloody coffee because you need to, and fair enough.
Oh, well, who's driving?
If you're driving, you've got to stay awake and alert, and that's okay.
Yep, it's always a bonus.
Now, that's fine, except do you have to be like a Niles Crane when you go and order your damn coffee? I'm not sure if you're aware of, well, Niles, when he goes into the Cafe Nervosa in that show, Frasier, always is very particular about what he wants in his little blend.
That's fine.
Now, you're going in there asking for a mocha and, you know, mocha by its very nature.
I never say mocha. Mocha.
Whatever.
Mocha, yeah. What's wrong with my mocha order?
No, you're sitting there trying to explain to the woman behind the speaker. Now, I only want a couple of sprinkles of chocolate. I don't want the normal serve. Can you halve it or quarter it or something? And, of course, we're having all sorts of issues with the speaker box, so she couldn't hear you.
We were too.
You repeated the darn order 50 million times to her, and I'm sitting there going, just take it as it's being presented to you, all right? They do it in a certain way. Leave it.
Listen, it's not that difficult. All I said was, can I have half the amount of chocolate?
No, that changed to a quarter.
Yeah, no, three quarters I changed it
and
to.
And then a sprinkle.
I didn't say a sprinkle.
Went everywhere, you know, like...
Oh, my goodness.
And in the end, were you drinking it? I don't remember you even drinking it during the trip.
Yeah, I did. Sculled it, mate. Oh, okay. Well, you probably don't remember me drinking it because you're probably snoring, which is what you'll often do.
No, anyway. Maybe need. So it's mocha, okay, right.
No, mocha.
Mocha. Mocha.
You're reminding me of Zoolander, orange mocha frappuccino.
See, there's all these coffee blends I've got no idea about. You coffee people are so into all the different bits and... You know, it's just a minefield out there.
Like a mocha. I like a bit of chocolate, but I just don't like, you know, truckloads.
You know, back in the day, you would appreciate a cappuccino out of the coffee machine because they only got a little sprinkle of chocolate, I think a couple of dots, all right?
No. I mean, don't worry, I still get a cappuccino now sometimes.
And do you keep the sprinkles on or do you?
On. I can't help myself. I eat it straight away, pretty much.
Oh, do you get a spoon in there? Is that how you? Right, yep. Okay.
Come on, mate.
Again, not how you attack your coffee. There's a bit of class and culture with coffee now.
You don't drink coffee.
I know, but I know how it should be drunk.
Do you?
I know how it should be partaken, yes, because I've seen many classy people indulge in that blend. I've seen George Clooney and his wife and that brand they push. They have the pinky and that little tiny cup.
Mate.
And they just sip it slowly.
You got to stop
worrying. You don't do the skull thing,
okay? Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. If you don't drink coffee, butt out, you buttinski. That's my final say on it.
Funny you mentioned butts with coffee because that's where the coffee goes straight to an iron bite.